Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. And I want to say thank you for tuning in today. For some of you, I know you're having some traveling, well, I won't call them challenges, just let's just say some situations. But we certainly pray that everyone is safe and that everyone gets done what they need to get done today in spite of the snow. But I definitely want to take a moment to welcome my awesome guest to the show. Thank you so much, Cassandra, for joining us and being our guest on today.
Good morning. I'm so happy and excited to be here with all of you.
Oh, blessings, blessings. Well, I'm excited. For those who do not know you, they don't yet know how excited they should be. But I can tell them and prepare them that this is an awesome, awesome woman of God, as I put it out on Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn, and several other places, that this guest of mine today, I'm so glad that we had an opportunity to connect and be here on the broadcast. So for the next 25 minutes or so, we are going to hear from this awesome woman about some of the projects that she is working on, and one project that she's working on, and the topic of the show, the topic of her message today here on this show, is about discovering your possibilities. And I just love that, and I'm just that alone. And, you know, some of my friends and I are preachers, and when sometimes we're in church services and or we're at different retreats or conferences or wherever we are, we'll hear something and we'll say, that'll preach all by itself. And
yes,
that's how I feel about your you. That's what we say that back here on the East Coast, but I'm sure they probably say that around the country, if not around the world.
But
that topic, oh my God, discovering your possibilities. I can't wait to hear what you have to say about that. But before we do that, I do just want to share just a little bit about your background that I learned about you, because I think that, you know, when we have a little bit of insight into what people are, what else people are doing or what they've done to get where they are, you know, sometimes we realize it's not so much about how far we go in life, but it's sometimes it's about how far we've come. And you'll come and share more about that. Then you also have an awesome program, I Am Possibility. Oh, I can't wait to hear more about that. So let me go on. I did get, you know, just a little bit of your background. Again, you know, you can share more with people, but I just want to let you all know who we have on the line with us this morning. Again, thank you for tuning in on this snowy day. If you're in the West Coast, I know the Southeast, rather, on the East Coast, the Southeast and the Mid-Southeast, I know they're also experiencing some weather conditions that they haven't normally experienced. So we just want to pray that everyone stays safe and warm, and for those individuals who can't get out, that people are able to go and check on them, family members, neighbors, co-workers, people that we don't even know, but we know they're our neighbors. So we just ask God that, you know, more people have love in our hearts and unselfishness, that we can go and help others. But my guest today, Cassandra McKissack, awesome woman, I tell you, an amazing lady. I met, again, through the internet, just people like her. I call these Holy Ghost hookups. These people, I couldn't have met them on my own.
Yes.
By no stretch of imagination, there's no way we could have met except God put us together. So me and my friend Denise, who actually is in Cleveland, which I thought was the way we met, but I don't think it is. My friend, she's in Cleveland, Ohio, Denise Jenkins, and we coined that phrase because of the way we met, and that we coined that phrase 10 years ago, that God did a Holy Ghost hookup with the two of us, and we've been using it ever since. But what I like about her is that, yes, what I like about Cassandra McKissack is that she has a master's degree in health services administration. And everyone knows right now health is on everybody's mind, everybody's tongue. The president, our current president, has made health a major topic in the United States and around the world. So, you know, she's absolutely a great person to know. We know if we want to live long, we need good health. And however we live, we need good health. We need to know about health. And she's also working on her doctorates in theology. And so that's also something to thank God for, that God has given her an awesome mind, and she's using it to the glory of God. She's been in education for a long time. She's a former educator and consultant for an insurance agent. She's an insurance agent. That's also, and I know insurance and in the health field all kind of tie together there some kind of way, because if you have insurance, then you don't have to so much worry about if you have bad health, because your family will still be taken care of if somehow you came to your demise early. But at the same time, insurance is good for people who live very, very long as well. So she knows all about that, and she started a YouTube talk show, and that's the talk show that she's going to tell you all about. Her goal is to inspire and assist people in living a successful life in what they do in their work and, you know, in their personal lives. And so that's amazing, because, wow, you know, we need a lot of people out here inspiring people and helping people to be successful. Everybody wants to be successful. Everyone wants to know how to be successful. She also does teleseminar. Yeah, absolutely. People may as well just fess up and realize that everybody wants to be successful. That's why we have the young people sometimes, and sometimes not so young, standing on corners, stealing cars, doing other things, because they want success. A lot of people don't know much about drugs, but a lot of times people get high so that they can take their mind off of not being successful. But if they were to go on and be successful, they wouldn't need to get high. And I know a lot of people don't understand all that, and probably doesn't make sense. But so if people would just realize that all you really wanted was to be successful, why? Because God created us to be successful. So anyway,
yeah.
I'll let my guest talk more about all that. That's why I brought her on the show, because I can talk about these things every day. This way you get to hear it from others all over the country. She hails from St. Louis, Missouri, and that's also, and she does webinars, workshops, and she does one-on-one consulting, and she'll be able to tell you exactly how to get in touch with her And if you miss any of it, you can always go back and listen to the broadcast in the archives. It'll be there in about 20, 30 minutes. So if you miss any part, you haven't missed anything. So welcome to the broadcast this morning. Thank you. If you're in the chat room, if you're listening via some other RS feed, we appreciate you. And now I turn it over to Ms. Cassandra. I want her definitely to tell us about this. I want to hear more about this discovering your possibilities. What is it? What does it entail? What are the components?
And, yes, absolutely.
And let me just let y'all know. I just want to let people know I met you over the internet just a couple weeks back, and then through Facebook, and then we had a phone conversation on just yesterday. I called you up, but what happened in that phone conversation, I will absolutely never forget it. Yes, yes, I had got word about a family member being on life support. This woman just broken, she could have said, okay, goodbye. She could have said, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Talk to you later. No, she immediately said, let us pray now. And that's the magic words for me, because I have a dear sister who does the exact same thing. And my sister, I love my sister like nothing. We call ourselves twins. And she said, let us pray, not later, not I'll pray for you, not I'll keep her in prayer. Let us pray right now. And she went into the most powerful, beautiful prayer that just had me crying and weeping like a baby. And I am not a baby. Trust me, I'm old, way older. But I just love you for that, sister. I just wanted to get that out. So that's what I know about her, y'all. That's one of those introductions where people, like, they have things written out, and then people like, you know, I don't need that. Let me tell you who she really is. So let me tell you who she really is, y'all. That woman you have, she said, let us pray now, right now. And I tell you, I just felt like, you know what, the situation is resolved. It's resolved. It was such a powerful prayer. So God bless you, woman of God, and welcome to All About Entrepreneurs.
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity, Coach. This is so exciting. And, you know, that's what I Am Possible is all about, divine connections, divine hookups. It's about being authentic. It's about being who you really are. And I just feel like I'm writing a book, Discovering Your Possibilities, because I feel like I tripped and I hiccuped and, you know, I had so many issues on the way to discovering who I am. And you know what I discovered along the way? That it's a process. I don't just arrive at being there. You know, where is that place called there? It's a process. It's not just a destination. We're discovering who we are each and every day. And it's about allowing God to interrupt whatever we do, because after all, we're created for His pleasure, for His glory. So I Am Possible, it's about the possibilities. It's about your plans, your purpose being fulfilled. It's part of the divine design. It's a force all by itself, because God's involved. He's taking you there. You are becoming as you go. And so what I really discovered, as I told you yesterday, I had been doing this all along. I just didn't realize how much of what I was doing was something that should be a career path for me. And I have also worked as a recruiter in the past, and so helping people with, you know, getting jobs and things like that. So it's just so exciting, the things that God has in store for us if we will open ourselves to that possibility. And so I'm just excited to be here. And, yes, I do have I'm a possibility coach because I help you discover the possibilities on the way to fulfilling your potential, fulfilling your purpose. And I looked at the word possible. It's something that you're able to do, something that is able to happen. It is a plan that is most feasible. So possible is something that can happen. Potential. Fulfilling your possibilities is about discovering your potential. The word potential also, this is from dictionary.com on the internet, also means possible. The word potential also means capable of becoming, okay? It can be a latent ability that can be developed. So I want to help you develop the potential that's already in you that maybe you don't even, you take for granted because it's such a part of you, or you don't understand that that's something that can happen for you. And then pursue. Discovering your possibilities is about pursuing, putting one foot in front of the other to make a step toward what you are believing for. So when you pursue something, you're seeking it. You're following after it. You're proceeding. You're continuing on a course of action. So I give you strategies, I give you tactics and tips on your way to becoming. Now, I need your participation. This is not a one-way street. We are working together. That's what's in it for you. We're working together to make it happen for you. So that's what's so exciting. The possibilities are unlimited. The doors are open. But sometimes you don't even understand that that door is open. You're so busy looking at the door that is closing or that has closed. Like you'll run into people sometimes. And, of course, there's nothing wrong with saying that, you know, I don't have a job, I don't this, I don't that. But, hey, let's get on the other side of that. What do you have? What can we walk toward to make a reality? That's what's so important. And one of the biggest things that I love to say to people, if not now, when? If not now, when? When do you get up? When do you walk toward the thing that is in your heart? When do you make it a reality? If not you, then who? Nobody can do you like you. So let's get up. Let's make it happen. Check me out on Facebook. Feel free to inbox me. I'm going to spell my last name because sometimes people have trouble with it. It's capital M, little C, capital K-I-S-S-A-C-K, Cassandra McKissack. And the phone is 314-327-3660. I do one-on-one coaching as well as group coaching. And as Coach already told you, I also do the webinars and the teleseminars. And I'm going to have some coming up soon. So make sure you reach out and touch. Make sure you get connected because we want to make it happen. Don't delay. I challenge you. Move on. Let's do it. You know, I don't know if you remember back in the day, there was a sitcom with Gomer Pyle and his Sergeant Carter. And Sergeant Carter would get in people's faces.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we need people like that.
Yes.
Who will say, move it. Move it. Let's get it done. Come on. Get up. Get up. You know, we need that. That's why you have so many coaches. You're finding the health industry. You know, people, that's why you've got all these shows that come on to help people lose weight. You know, you've got wonderful people who will challenge you, like Dr. Phil. You know, he really helps people to see, you know, if they really want to change or are they playing games with life. You know, it's your life. You only have one life to live. Hey, let's get engaged. Let's make it happen. And you got to do that. You got to do that. And people wonder why they're so frustrated. They're so down and out because they're not taking the action. They don't have an action plan to make it happen. You know, if it is to be, it is up to me. So I got to make a plan. I have an action plan. So that is what my mission is. That is what my life goal is, to help you fulfill your personal potential. You know, and once you do that, you have the tactics and strategies for your business, for your family, for your life. This is going to empower you. okay? And you're going to end up impacting your community, possibly the nation, maybe the world, okay? So I have conversations with everyday people that will challenge you to go forward with activities to help you build your faith, build your confidence that you can do it, you know? And the sky is not falling. The sky really is not falling. You just need a plan. Amen? You just need a plan.
I know. I love that. The sky is not falling. And if it was, God would give you a plan. I'll put it back up. No. But yes. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Talk about nuggets of information and wisdom. And, my God, I heard so many things talking about, you know, our lives. There's no time to be playing around with your life. You're telling people, discover the possibilities. I loved how you talked about, you know, a person's life evolving. Sometimes there are latent things that that a person can do or a person will become. It may not yet have been discovered at age 5. There are people who, yes, you have your Tiger Woods of the world who's been playing golf since they were 3. Or you have your, you know, Serena's, the Williams sisters who maybe been doing that since they were 4 or 5. And the Michael Jordans or the whomevers. But then you also have people who it may not be discovered their gift or their talent until they're in their 20s, 40s, even 60s for that matter. There are people yet right in their 60s at retirement just now discovering the possibilities of their potential. And sometimes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm meeting them every day.
You know, if it takes you to your 50s or 60s, I mean, the Colonel. You know, of Kentucky Fried Chicken. I understand he was in his 50s before he came into that.
Yes.
So sometimes we may not discover what's in us until later on, or probably was there all the time. Sometimes the faith to step out is what we're lacking. You know, we have this fear. We're fearful. And what is fear? It's false evidence appearing real. We're looking at the smoke screen. We're so busy looking at the smoke screen, we don't have time to focus that, hey, I can go past that. And if something is there, I can go around it. I don't have to keep staring at what appears to be an obstacle, you know? So that's why we need someone to encourage us, to inspire us, to go up, that we can rise up, that we can go towards what's in our heart. And sometimes we just need some help. And that's why I'm not only going to do the book, I'm putting together a show on YouTube. It is coming. It's going to be called I Am Possible. And you know what? I came up with that term out of a conversation with a friend, because we were talking about things that happen in our past that just seem to hold us back. But, you know, you've got to get into a mindset and make it personable. I am possible. I can do it. You know, the Bible says that we can do all things through Christ. All means all. And I don't mean each and everything in life, but what's important for you? What's important to your life? What's been in your mind that you haven't gotten up and walked toward? So that's why I'm calling it I Am Possible. I want you to think in the affirmative. I want you to continuously think about how you can do it. You know, so if we make I statements, I am possible, I am wonderful. Maybe you don't know how wonderful you are. Sometimes I tell people, get in the mirror every morning for 5 to 10 minutes and say who you are in the affirmative. Affirm yourself. God affirms you. God loves you. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
Sure. Good pleasure. Yes.
I'll tell you one thing for sure, Cassandra. This is for certain I can tell you this. I only wish I had met you. I wish you could have been having this conversation with me at age 12. For me, at age 12, that's when it went, all downhill, and it kept going down until I got into my late 30s. But I wish I could have met you in my at 12. I wish I could have met you at 18, 25. So I know that your message and you, and this, the way you're delivering it, I know there. I'm sure there are other 12-year-olds, and you work with on all age groups. But I just, and I know, of course, you know, I could say, well, you know, my life had to go that way so that I could learn this, this, and that. And that's all fine and good, and I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if I would have heard, I can almost lay out for a person what would have happened, what I would have, things I would have done and achieved if I had met someone like you, because I dropped out of school and did all those things because I felt like nothing. I felt like there were no possibilities for me. I felt like I could never be anything great. I felt like there was nothing great about me, as a matter of fact. So that's why I'm saying that, but go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's so true. I'm so glad you're sharing your heart, because that's the way so many people do feel, you know? I mean, hey, I felt the same way. Let's just keep it real, you know? Gosh, I went through a period of just horrible low self-esteem, you know, always thought everybody was smarter, everyone else always had something to contribute. I couldn't even, you know, it's amazing. God is absolutely amazing in our lives that I'm even able to have this conversation and articulate, because, you know, when I used to get in front of people, I'd trip over my tongue. I just couldn't put, you know, one word in front of the next if I had to make a speech. I feel like, you know, I've got to go to the restroom. I can't talk. And so, you know, it's just wonderful the things that God does in us for His glory. And I'm so glad that I'm at a place where I can share with someone else. I'm also an evangelist. You know, and my heart is always to be a blessing, always to empower someone, always to tell someone that they can make it. So God used evangelism really as a tool to get me to this place that I'm at now. I'm also available to speak. I'm a public speaker, a keynote speaker. I do workshops and conferences and seminars, you know, as well as the webinars and the teleseminars. So God's blessed me to do quite a few things. And so, you know, God wants to be involved in helping you make your dreams come true. He really does. He doesn't want you to die with all those gifts and talents inside of you. You know, when we die, we should die empty, because we gave it all out. We did our best. You know what I'm saying? We were so busy contributing to the lives of other people. We were empowering people. You know, we were helping people discover who they are, which is always a process. And, you know, it's not a destination. You know, we're on a journey together in life. And you know what? You are loved. God loves you so much. You need to know that. You were created in His image for purpose, on purpose. Jeremiah 29:11, oh my God, speaks to that. You know, He speaks to letting you understand, you know, that He has a plan for your life. He has a purpose for your life, and it's for good, to give you an expected end. He wants you to have a good life. And so that's in a place where everything just seems ugly. But God wants it to be beautiful, you know. So it's about seeking His face.
Yeah.
It's about having a plan. We've got to have a plan. Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Right. Yes. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. You know, so thank God for your powerful message. And, you know, it's so heartfelt. And I just feel the power and the anointing of God in your speaking, and the passion, I mean, the energy, the, you know, the research, the you know what you're talking about. You're on point. You're empowering, oh my God, and helping people up their potential and to be successful and to use their God-given talents, skills, and abilities as He would want them to do. And I heard somebody say once that it's never too late to be what you should have been. You know, it's like a coach, and even in the sports world, in the athletics, there are these coaches, they help people. The people come to them with the talent, and the coach just hones it and brings it out. And it gets the, and I love the when coaches, they help the players get more excited about what they're doing. And that's the way I look at what you're saying. And you as a coach, you come alongside a person and help them get even more excited about the possibilities of being. And sometimes you're
waking up,
like you
dream.
Said, sometimes people need that.
Yeah.
People need that extra push. I know another group of people that really need your help are college students. When I went back to college in 32, I was in a junior college. I had dropped out of high school, had horrible grades. Every day I was in that school, I felt like I'm not supposed to be here. Every day I felt like an intruder. But a woman, they weren't talking about coaches back then, even though I know they had them and executive coaches, but there was a woman on my job that was 87. There was a woman there. I wish I could find this lady, but her name's Rose Lafferty. She played the role of my coach. She played my academic coach. And that woman did exactly what people like you and me are doing today and getting paid for it, actually, even though we do it and so many times we don't. She did for me what we do for people, and trust me, it works. It worked because I end up being in junior college, being a high school dropout, and getting straight A's. And that woman, and she was, I saw her 5 days a week, so it was like I had my own personal coach. And I would go to work, and I would, her office, she was a vice president of advertising. I was a file clerk upstairs in the purchasing department making $4 an hour. And she was a young Caucasian woman. I'll never forget her. I was a in my 30s, African-American girl from the ghettos of Cincinnati. But that I would make my way to that woman's office at least once a day to hear her coach me on how to be a success in college.
Wow, that's huge. That's what coaching is about. It's about waking up people's dreams. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that there are students and you're where you are, at those colleges where you are, they would just, you know, they're going to need your services. They're going to need your book. They need you. I'm telling you right now, if you haven't tapped into them, tap into them. They need you because I needed it. And I see a lot of the colleges where I teach. I see it every day. I see students every day. I mean, they do pretty good, you know, amongst themselves, study teams and all of that. But some of them need, I would say a large percentage of them need the type of coaching that you could provide for them. And maybe they can't afford one-on-one coaching, but they could possibly afford a webinar or something, but they need it. So anyway, I just throw that out there at you. That's one of my gifts that I give to people who are nice enough and gracious enough to come on my show. So that's one of the things that I love doing as a coach, and the type of person I am is share something that I think would really bless people with, and it's not that you haven't done it. Maybe you've already thought of it. Maybe you've already done it. If so, that's great. Continue to do it because I know it's needed. I know it's needed, and it's needed badly. President Obama is concerned about the college dropout rate, and the colleges are concerned, so it's a big concern right now. And I tell the professors where I teach, I let my students know I'm a coach. I tell them on the first day of class, I'm not just a professor, I'm a coach. And I tell them what that means, that I help you achieve the best. So I think that's a missing piece in a lot of our institutions. They do it for the sports. They got it. They got it. But when it comes to just regular students, they don't consider it. But this has been exciting. I tell you, you know, you're so right with the possibility. And, I mean, we're looking forward to your book. You're looking forward to your TV show. Can't wait. Looking forward to your webinars, your seminars, your speaking. We have New Jersey is full of colleges. We have tons of them. You can, you know, send them your prospectus. You have a power. Essex County College is where the college where I work. You can write to the student activities and tell them who you are, send them your bio, and absolutely you can throw in there, you know. You can throw in there Coach Louisa and see if they'll bring you out. I mean, they bring out a lot of people. I can't see why they wouldn't want your message. Your message is powerful. Discovering your I can't see any college saying no. Please do it. It's a powerful message. It resonates on so many levels. I mean, I'm overwhelmed just with when I asked you what's your topic going to be, right? Because I know we were just kind of talking, and then when you said that and you sent that back, I was like, oh my God, let me get this out there. This is huge. I was like, whoa, this is. I'm in the big leagues. I mean, I'm like moving on up here. I got a guest on my show with that as a topic. Whoa. Because I know with God, all things are possible.
Yes.
So when I saw that work, I'm like, this is big. Okay, let me get up, make sure I'm up early. I don't want no snap foods on this show. We got to bring this little baby. This baby got to be birthed. We got to get this out there. So absolutely, I'm at Essex County College, and I'm at Essex and Union. We're junior colleges, but I can inbox you if you don't know the colleges here. I can inbox you a list of names of them, and let them. You have a powerful message that these students need to hear, because they're not finishing. Many of them, especially in these junior colleges, they get that student loan money and they drop out. I'm telling you what's happening. And they need to hear from a person like you with a because I'm telling you, you are so real. I talk to you. I can tell that you are down to earth. Talking to you is like talking to your mama, your big sister, your best friend, all wrapped into one.
Thank you so much for that compliment, but I'm telling you, you know, I have endured hardness as a good soldier to get to this place. You know, I'm laughing, but I'm telling you, this was birthed out of many tears and much pain, as I'm sure, you know, you've had happen in your life. God will forge a new thing many times out of the pain of going through very difficult places of not feeling acceptable. I remember so many times in college, I'd get to almost that halfway point and I'd be thinking, I'm dropping out, I'm quitting, I can't do this. I can't tell you how many semesters I did that. And then one time God, you know, I'm in my last year, right, getting my bachelor's degree, and God said, you know, do you know you do this thing every semester? You always, you're not going to get past the midterms, and then God will get me over the midterms, get me over the hump, as they say. And then I'm like, oh, my God, the final, will I be able to get through it? And do you know God took me from being in that place to a place where it became a challenge to take the test? Because I had studied, I was prepared, I was ready. And I'd almost be like, bring it, professor, you know. But, you know, you've got to get to a place of knowing you can get through it, but you've got to get the help that's available. You know, I'm the kind of person that I never thought I was that smart anyway. So I was happy to go and get tutoring. I was happy to go and get in groups. You know, so a lot of times the professors will put you in groups so you can help each other. And I'm telling you, all that we do is teamwork, okay? To make the dream work, you got to do the teamwork. So it's about us doing it together. No one is an island. You can't do this by yourself. We need help. You know what I'm saying? We need someone that's behind us saying, do it, do it. You can go for it. You can make it happen. You can make that touchdown. But it takes a team. It's team effort. You don't have to do it by yourself. If I can't tell you anything else today, you make it possible because you don't have to do it by yourself. So I help you look at what's available so you can see through another lens. And what I tell people, I not only help you assess, I might have to help you reassess, recalibrate. Oh, my God, that is such a powerful word, recalibrate. You know, we're going to do what it takes to help you get to your destination, just like a GPS system. If you take a left and you were supposed to take a right, what does that GPS say? It recalibrates. You know, it reconfigures where you're at, and it helps you understand what it takes to get to the next place. That's awesome, isn't it?
Recalibrate. That's amazing. It does recalculate or recalibrate. Absolutely.
Recalibrate. You can do it.
That is
folks,
cool.
You can do it.
That's amazing. There's so many, you know, like I said, so many nuggets of wisdom, and I said that probably, you know, we definitely would not be able to get as much as we would love to get from you. We would love to get so much more, but we are out of time, but we definitely would love to, at any point in time, you have free time on your schedule to come back, and I want to definitely make sure that I get all my students and let them know to, you know, listen to this. I can share the archives with them. I have students who want to be a success, and they need to hear your message. They need to know that within themselves that the possibilities are there for all types of wonderful things that they can do, need to do, should do, never thought about doing, have tried to do and gave up. So many reasons, not just for the students, but the students and the staff. And the staff. There are people who work in these, and you know, you attended college. So the colleges are ripe for this kind of thing, and I just thank God for you. And when they give you the big contract to come contact the presidents of the college. They care about student engagement and they care about students. When they give you the big contract, just remember your little friend here, little Lisa. Bring me along. I can do a breakout session.
I'm looking forward to a
breakout session for you, you know.
Yes.
I just think that they will just so, you know, definitely here in New Jersey, because a lot of times, you know, people love to bring people from out of town. You know, they think that they've arrived when they can get, you know, an out-of-town speaker. So, but, you know, they feel like, you know, more, you know, like, well, we really did. Oh, yes, they feel like that, especially here in St. Louis. You know, you can kind of throw what's her name, Joyce Meyer's name around. So
I
know Joyce. Yeah, we're good.
Yes, Joyce is awesome. Yeah,
but
you can
I just
go to her church. Yes.
Oh wow, Oh my God! I was in St. Louis once years ago when Dr. Juanita Bynum had a conference there. We attended.
Wow.
That was a while ago. That's a while ago, but we are out of time, and thank you so much again. Thank you. Thank you for tuning
in.
And
yes.
Thank you. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of your week, all week long, and continue to empower and inspire people. inspire. It's so inspiring. And we just wish nothing but God's best for you and the people that you touch and come into contact with. Thank you for inspiring the people on today. Well, everyone, you were listening to Cassandra McKissack. You can find her on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube. You can give her a call at the number that she gave out earlier, but give out that number one more time.